Welcome into Mile High Sports. I am Casey Light. A very happy Friday to everyone out there. We're very excited to be joined today by Dan Payne, CEO of USA Rugby. Dan, first question right out of the gate, is your team staying dry out there as they get ready for the College Sevens Rugby National Championships?
Yeah, well, I think I'm not sure if anybody's staying dry, to be honest with you. I think the more compelling question right now is, are they staying warm in the middle of May? And that, you know, being Coloradans and just used to this, I think everybody that's native to Colorado is fine. It may be a little bit of a shock to those that have traveled in, but Saturday and Sunday is going to be great weather, so everything will work itself out.
Yeah, you talk about being in Colorado, and a lot of folks out there might not realize this, but USA Rugby is actually based right here in Colorado, just outside of Boulder. So between USA Rugby and our friends at the Glendale Raptors in Infinity Park, Colorado really is becoming a hub for rugby in the U.S. What is it that made Colorado such a desirable spot to put the USA Rugby headquarters?
Well, I think it's the proximity to the United States, Olympic Committee, the USOC being right down the road in Colorado Springs. It's the training environment that we have, you know, the number of hours of sunshine within the state, all the, you know, great citizens of Colorado and the sporting atmosphere and environment that we all take part in as Coloradans all contribute to, a great, great environment for our national governing body to be based here.
Well, it was a big week for USA Rugby last week as you named the roster for the USA Eagles, the men's national team. And there was actually six members of our hometown Glendale Raptors on that roster, so we're really excited about that. How do you go about constructing that roster? How is that team built?
Well, that team is built throughout, there's a multi-pronged approach. Some of our players play domestically here in the United States. Some play abroad in professional leagues. And it's the two times throughout the year where we have our international test match windows. We assemble what the coaching staff believes is our best 28 to 30 players at that time to prepare our team for international competition. But it's a mixture of professional players abroad, some university players domestically, and then some local club players domestically, such as all those players you mentioned from Glendale.
We're chatting with Dan Payne, CEO for USA Rugby. You mentioned those university players. Well, as excited as we are to have six Raptors on the USA Eagles, we're just as excited about the big event you have going on this weekend out at Infinity Park, the USA College Sevens National Championships. Are you guys ready for those 40 college teams that are going to be descending on Glendale this weekend?
Yeah, we are. We're excited. Our college membership section of USA Rugby is our largest in our, most prized asset when it comes to the large brand name universities and then some very small committed successful universities. You know, we have more than 30,000 student athletes registered throughout the United States and as part of our college membership database. And this weekend, 40 of the best teams will be competing at Glendale. So we're excited to be able to utilize Glendale's top-notch facility, arguably the best rugby facility in the United States, and showcase our best collegiate athletes.
Yeah, you actually have three different tournaments going on this weekend, really three divisions all competing for national championships. You've got the women's open division and then the men's divisions 1 and 2. Who are some of the favorites in each division that we might keep an eye on this weekend as we head out to Infinity Park?
Well, I'm not even going to get involved in picking or speaking to some of the favorites. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, you know, each team individually.
Fair
and
enough.
All the coaches that contribute and all the family and parents that travel. You know, I think the collective value for the event is that there's 40 different universities from all aspects of the United States descending upon Glendale this weekend. So that's kind of what we'll focus on is the totality of the event. And you know, I, especially from my position, I can't speak to any one team more than the other. They've all made the trek here, and we're hoping for a great weekend of competition.
Well, it has to be really a great experience for those college students to come and compete on such a big stage as Infinity Park. Are you hearing any feedback? What are some of the things that you're hearing maybe from the coaches and even the players about playing in Glendale on that stage?
Oh, they love the stage. You know, and that's one of the reasons that it's so exciting for us to bring the event to Colorado and to Glendale is because they have a stage with a jumbotron and such a stadium that's so well positioned for broadcast. The locker rooms, the facilities, the warm-up pitch, everything that contributes to the stadium atmosphere at Glendale makes it a first-rate experience, not only for the players first and foremost, but for the coaches and the fans. It's a first-rate experience for everybody that comes, whether you've seen 100 games of rugby or it's your first, you know, it'll be a sunny day Saturday and Sunday. And, you know, taking in the weather and the great competition at Glendale is something to be enjoyed by all.
It really does. It sounds like a great tournament, and it's at a great price. Adults can get a 3-day pass for the entire weekend starting today for just $30. Kids are just $10. And that's the USA College Sevens National Championships going on this weekend at Infinity Park. But USA Rugby actually has another tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks that I know you're really excited about. Tell us about the USA Rugby Club Championships starting on June 2nd.
As I mentioned, you know, college membership is such a large part of our membership group, but you know, our club membership is right there shoulder to shoulder with the college membership, and that it has over 30,000 members as well. And early June, we'll have the national championships descending upon Glendale for the very same reason that the Sevens is. It's just a great venue. You know, hopefully that week will be definitely clear of all the snow and any hail and any sleet and rain. And again, it'll just be a great opportunity for our best club teams to be able to take in such a great stadium and such a great environment and, you know, enjoy the competition as they all compete for a national championship.
Absolutely. If there's one thing that I've learned in my time working with the Raptors and a lot of the rugby community, I know that weather has no impact on their attitude and their approach to the game.
None whatsoever. They're first class in everything they do. And I can't say enough. It's the best venue in America because it's so intimate for new fans. You can come and if you're intrigued and interested in rugby or finding out about rugby, you can sit down you're within such close proximity to so many knowledgeable fans that you take in the sun, take in the great atmosphere, and you'll sit next to somebody that can help educate you about the game, because it really is a welcoming and family-oriented environment. It's something that we're very, very lucky to have in our backyard here in Colorado.
Dan, I know we're scheduled to talk to you again ahead of that tournament, so I look forward to that. I know the Raptors are going to kick off that weekend with a night match on Friday night. The guys are really excited about that. Always love playing under the lights there at Infinity Park. In the meantime, I want to encourage everyone to get out this weekend, see some of the best college rugby players in the country on display at Infinity Park. Again, a full weekend pass is just $30 for adults and $10 for kids. Those can be purchased at infinitypark@glendale.com or at the Infinity Park box office. Dan, best of luck to your whole team as you guys try and wrangle all those college students this weekend.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I'll just reiterate what you said. If you're looking for a great experience, rugby fan or budding rugby fan, get down to Infinity Park, and it's the best value you can get for $30 worth of entertainment for the weekend.
That's the USA College Sevens National Championships going on this weekend. Dan, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks ahead of the USA Rugby Club Championships.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great weekend.